morning. For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Lori Mack. Zoom meetings have become a ubiquitous part of pandemic life. Now it's the setting of a new chamber opera being performed this weekend by Hartford Opera Theater, live on Zoom. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has more.
Today we got our first case of COVID-24.
In Fortune's Children, three grown brothers meet on Zoom to discuss who will take care of their aging mother. The Zoom opera is set in the near future at the onset of a new pandemic. David Wolfson composed the opera.
You know, for me, in the back of my head, it's an allegory about the country, a family who has to deal with something and has to come together to do it, whether they like it or not.
Most people think of opera as an art form steeped in convention, when in fact new operas are written all the time that reflect current events or modern culture. But this goes even further. An opera written for Zoom, set in a Zoom meeting. Wolfson says the biggest challenge writing for Zoom was trying to compensate for lagging internet speeds, but he found a workaround.
Which is to run a pre-recorded track as the accompaniment, and then each singer reacts to that track. But the track consists essentially of cues and vamps and drones and other things.
Wolfson says this gives the three singers time to sing their lines without falling ahead or behind the recorded soundtrack. Elizabeth Miller is the artistic director of the Hartford Opera Theater. She says things like set design and costumes also had to adjust to the medium of Zoom.
Deciding on the best angle, the best lighting, putting some specific objects either in the foreground of the Zoom box or the background, deciding what they would wear. All of those things were very, very deliberate.
Performances of Fortune's Children, a Zoom opera, are this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. For more information and tickets, go to HartfordOperaTheater.com. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.